to the jazzy side of the street.
Don't let your saxophone guy riff, please. Cover bands, can you please not? I don't like when any song I know turns into like freeform jazz.
You don't like Kenny G?
No, fuck no. I hate Kenny. I like Yacht Rock. I do not like Kenny G. But let's look at our favorite Australian really cover weird. Band. But let's look at our favorite Australian cover
nice.
Band.
Nice.
Right? Choose your destroyer. Who you pick? You got three. Who are you going to pick? Is it going to be Goliath or is it going to be Troll Boy? Who are we picking? Left, right, middle.
What a crop.
I like the legs of the one on the right.
Right. The right is my go-to.
The middle. No, I like the middle.
The middle is the hottest. I've already said this.
Middle, yeah.
The middle is the hottest. The right is the one I want. I'm telling you. And somebody tweeted this out and it made a lot of sense. Somebody tweeted out, man, some people have to start realizing that when you think about it, sevens are hotter than tens. And I'm like, holy shit, that actually makes sense. You know what I mean? Think about it, right?
Sevens will let you put it in their butt.
Sevens are hotter than tens. They just are. But
take too much work.
Why is your send lower than normal, JJ, today? Is it me, guys? Hold on, let me ask Pessy and Frozen. Is he a little low?
He is a little bit.
Am I a little low?
Yes, you're
just
still
a
low.
Just a tad.
Is that better? No.
Oh,
is that better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. But again, super easy here. Now, a little freeze frame. I the one on the right, her legs, she's a little thicker. That's why I like the one on the right.
See, I'm in contention with the one on the middle and the one on the right's boobs.
The one on the right's boobs and legs are objectively better. The one in the middle is hotter face-wise. The one on the left will let you fuck her butt. That's how you know. Do you decide?
I'm going left now. Like that's how you swerve.
No, that's true. I'm just saying.
She'll let me do
I think they're all getting thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's
what the like? Hey, Frozen, pull up their Instagram.
You know what? I wonder if you can. I wonder.
What was the name of them again?
The Hindley Street Country Club. This video has 5 million views, so they're probably big enough where you could probably find some
3
shit.
3 million of it is you masturbating.
No. Yeah, honestly, if you look, let's look at the video. Let's see the moment everybody comes. Because now YouTube has this thing, right?
Where I like that thing,
where
too.
It shows you, like, the part of the video most people look at. It's like a VHS tape when you rewind a part too much, right? Well, yeah, this is right. This is where they come. This is where people come. Let's see if we can figure out why. Yeah, I see why already. I already figured out why.
Donk.
The butt on the middle one was way bigger than I expected. Can we agree on that?
It almost looked like she has pillows back there.
And they're Australian.
Australian pillows.
Australian, you know what that means. Prison island, ass to mouth. It's true. You can look it up. I look it up all the time.
Aussie.
So here, and then they come here. I'm just going to the peak. Yep. Yeah, I see it. I already see why. It makes sense. Anyway, good band, by the way.
Pictures.
You found pictures? Are they good pictures?
See, we need the butts. Show the butts. I want to see their chocolate starfishes.
Let's see.
And that's how it usually goes, like left, middle, right, they stay in that, or
they always seem to stay in the same.
I know she's gonna let me put it in that butt, but I'm gonna be thinking about the one on the middle while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Why not all of them?
Yeah.
There we go. That's the spirit, Royce.
That's golden corral.
Aim high.
Let's go.
Come for all those whores.
Let's golden corral this motherfucker. Anyway. You guys are gross. I woke up with my eyes red because the pollen count in Florida, there's more pollen than air.
Okay.
There's more pollen than outside. That's the thing. It's so bad, it doesn't matter if I go outside. Okay. And on top of that, what am I not supposed to take the dog out? You know?
No, man. You have a backyard, so you just let him out.
Yes, I do, but that involves me. I have a screen, so I have to go into the backyard, and then I have to open the screen, so I have to be outside for a little bit of time.
So what happens if you leave the screen open?
Then fucking shit gets in the pool. That's why I have a screen. My pool is in the ground, JJ. None like well, yours.
You should like put in a doggy screen door.
Yeah, thing. I should do a lot of things. But what I'm saying is the pollen count is so fucking ridiculous that I woke up with my eyes fucking red and I was crying. And then I come over here and Frozen knows because Frozen's allergies get really bad too. And
I know
like,
your pain.
He was like, oh, and I already took Sudafed. So he's like, oh, go splash water on your face. And I did, and it helped for a little bit. But then it's like, oh, no, I need to put more water. Because, like, it's bad. I'm hoping it kicks in. Like, my eyes are red right now. And it's not even because of the weed.
Bill, don't suggest that. He's going to get angry.
What did they say?
Take Benadryl.
I mean, it's an idea.
Have you tried peppermint oil?
Have you tried pissing in your face?
I've always told him take Benadryl, and he gets mad at me when I say it.
Isn't Sudafed just Benadryl you can make meth out of?
I mean, essentially, yeah.
You guys done? I'm in pain.
Guys, I think Royce is pseudo fed up with our shit.
See, now that's not helping things. That.
Yeah, see, the guys, you're not helping. Just because you say, have you tried zinc?
Hey, Pessy. I'm going to kill you. Zyrtec, I guess. It wasn't a pun, but just so you know.
Have you tried not getting the pollen in your eyes?
Yeah, I just said, oh, this is my, you're right. You know what happens? I go outside and I rub it off the walls and like do this in my eyes with it. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Well, I mean, you sleep did it apparently.
Serotonin saying you need an eye patch.
There you go. You need a Crenshaw.
Again, eye patches are no longer cool because of him.
Okay, so go get some goggles.
I'm not going to walk around my house with goggles.
Okay, dude, but like we literally walked around for like 2 years with masks on our face. Let's make goggles.
Maybe you did. I lived in Florida.
Oh, come on, Afro. She goes, let me be Claritin.
Don't worry, this bit can't go on for too long. There's only so many brands of antihistamine.
I used them all. I did Zyrtec, right? We did Benadryl, and we did Claritin. There's nothing left. Those are the three. Those are the big three.
Maybe
Allegra?
Fuck!
You took the one I was going to go for. I was like, well, maybe you should calm down, Allegras.
Okay, I'm not. We're done, though. There's no more. I know there's not, actually, no.
Ibuprofen's next.
There can't possibly be.
Yeah, I can't see myself getting a Reactine out of anything.
Oh, God, he remembered
Pessy, one. Pessy, are you Googling these? Be honest with me.
No, I just remembered Reactine.
Pessy, be honest with me.
I'm not.
Stop it. Right. Stop it. Royce needs an aspirin now.
I don't know.
So we can branch out.
We're done. we are done. Anyway.
Yeah, yes. You say we're done. Flonays you.
He's just reading the chat.
JJ's just
the chat's helping him now.
Are you done?
I'm almost Zyklon, dude.
Okay, enough.
I think Royce needs some Nidol.
Furpinay the super chatted $5. Hey guys, what's up? I stayed up all night playing Destiny 2, and when I looked at my phone, it was already morning. So here I am watching you guys live.
By the way, we decided JJ. Now we could tell you because we decided.
Okay.
The new game after Elden Ring that we're gonna play, and I think this is one you'll actually do with us because of the new update. The new game we're gonna play after Elden Ring, We're going back to No Man's Sky.
Okay.
You down?
Maybe.
The new Pirates update. Have you played it after the new Pirate update?
I haven't played it in a while.
The last time.
Oh,
well,
buddy, it's different.
I don't even have a cape, so.
Bro.
I need a living ship and a cape.
I'm telling you.
That's what I need.
That right now there's a new Pirate update and it's fucking dope.
Well, I need Preparation H.
No, could you stop? That's just hemorrhoid stuff.
I'm going to be sitting here for a while.
Which, by the way, not to brag, which I also have.
Yeah.
Well, not at the moment, but I've had.
Bloody asshole.
Okay, what did they say? Let me see. Morning, gents. Morning, fisted sister. Okay.
Yeah,
I love a real tuxedo kind of guy right there.
I love the names. I love the names. I hate this woman's face. This is a spilling the tea. Okay.
With Sharon V.
One second. Yes, prudently. I saw what you said.
She's okay. Showing off her bikini top, fellas.
Let me put this on
the tripod. It looks like two raisins.
This is going to be tough to get through. You know what we're going to do? Just so we can make it alive, I already know what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to try to...
not vomit.
Cleanse the palate. Right? As we watch the video, then we could go back to her. Okay.
Oh, I see where he went.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I was hoping he went through doing this.
So here's what we're going to do. Let's see if this makes this better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll play her audio. That's fine, because that's what we care about.
I wasn't.
But we'll watch.
I totally was not planning on going live right now until just everything started going down. So first of all, let me just say this. The cops... were not for me, but it was two houses down from my house, same side of the street. So yeah, it kind of like freaked me out for a minute.
Wait,
you know,
she's hot.
It just does. You know, when you have warrants
boobs.
And you see cops, no, no, your house, fine. A whole bunch of them, you worry a little.
All right, you know what?
But
can I say something?
About
let me pause this. Hold on.
I'm not liking this.
Let me pause this.
You've ruined these people, JJ. Pessy was never like, oh, the forehead, or oh, or Froze like, oh, the boob. The JJ now has you guys fucking brainwashed into thinking every woman who is hot, by the way.
I wouldn't say no.
What is she?
No, I
would. Out of 10.
Smash.
Out of 10, what do you give her?
8.
And what did we say earlier? Sometimes what? Sevens are hotter than?
Tens.
Tens.
No. This one is just 100%. It's just not my type. That's all. That's all this
no,
one is.
It's not that. Her head.
The
is,
wood smash.
It's not. It doesn't fit.
It's. I get it, Pessy. I'll see if I can find an Asian one for you. I guess. I don't.
Head doesn't
know.
Fit. She doesn't have any tits. And let's be honest.
No, she needs to have trashy tattoos, Royce.
She has man hips. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
No. Okay. First off, that's clearly a woman.
I mean, I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying. It doesn't have the features of a woman. Look at the man hands. Oh, by the way, you're welcome.
Whatever. Let's try this.
Torpedo that one.
If it doesn't suit you. Obviously, when you're on a
oh,
website
God.
Like that...
Now, see, now I have a problem with them because I don't like British people.
Yeah. I mean, nice tits on the left.
I'm going to be fair here, Royce. Most of the ones I found are all British.
Nice tits on the left,
okay,
but she,
you know
she'll
what?
Poop on your bed.
Let me tell you something right now. First off, I'll explain something to you. I don't know why you guys are so down on. I love British people. I've been saying that forever. That's something that if
it's knocker, Royce.
No, but that if you know that about me, all right?
Yeah, that one on the left is fine.
There's one thing you should know about me, okay? Is that I love British people, and I dare you to give me a fucking example of when I said I haven't.
Anyone get can someone get the recording from like maybe 5 minutes ago?
No, don't do that. I should turn off the rewind function on this show. I could do that, by the way. Fuck with me. Keep fucking with me. See what happens in your little rewind feature. I'll take that away from all of you.
I don't like the shoulders, though.
Of course. No, you're right. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Still would. Rounded.
Well, you're I don't want to be mean to you, so I'm just going to stop.
You've literally only been mean to me.
No, I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to
I love the, we just beat you up for 5 hours and we don't
I'll be mean to you. You're mean to me.
I'm not mean to you. One time I've been mean to you.
Give it right back.
I've never been mean to you. It's about this. Anyway, what were we doing? No.
Shandy.
There.
Yeah, she started it.
You wanted this? You got it. You prefer. I get it. Her forehead's weird, so let's watch her instead. You could have been watching.
Her forehead's weird too.
Doesn't matter. Does it matter? What the hell's playing?
I don't do it.
Da, 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 na, da, na, na, na.
I haven't even moved. It's you.
The sound your heart makes when you see when you fall in love, Royce.
I don't listen to that.
Bro, look at this. I didn't click anything. I swear to God, what
fucking habit?
Why is this playing?
It is not me.
Last night I dreamt of Saint Pete. Oh.
But they're not. I had to remind myself, Sharon, you already know they're not coming for that little piddly shit. Hey, Tiffany. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It was a domestic. It was nothing to do with me. I hope I'm good.
It was a domestic. I know. Look, it wasn't anything to do with me. There was just people, you know, there were two people beating each other in my fucking house.
Good. I should put maybe an extra piece of double-sided tape.
You know what you should put? A shirt on. That'd be great.
That's like someone being like, yeah, so I was charged for rape. And you just go, oh, yeah, giving or receiving? Wait, what?
How do you get charged for receiving rape?
Hey, what?
Just to make sure.
Oh my God, she is gross in every way.
Yeah,
and she's also a bitch to everybody.
Yeah, I'm good. It wasn't for me. It was just a little freaky, you know. Just
no.
She's wearing a Borat. It's a Borat.
She went full Borat. Ew.
It was so close to my house, you know, and when you start hearing like there's a bunch of cops down by your house, it just a little freaky, but it wasn't for me. But okay, so the reason why I came, I know, and more came, the reason I came live was because I'd already
you need attention because you're trying to replace one addiction with another one. Is that why?
Just put an update video out to let you guys know I was good.
I am.
That you're homeless and in need of donations, okay?
They're in need of Dalmatians?
I mean, yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Like, who told her to just take everything and unload it in one place? Like, I feel like that was some bullshit. I feel like some people didn't intend for that money to even go to that. I don't know. So let's hear what she was saying real quick.
What's this accent that she put? No. But what?
Okay, so Royce, I found out that she has two ways of speaking. She has a hood way of speaking and the Valley Girl way of speaking.
So this is the hood?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Hugs. Sorry, hugs.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, and this is a fact. I'm telling you right now. This is the prettiest woman in Detroit. So just keep that in mind if you want to know how bad that city is. That is the prettiest woman in the... I'm sorry, look. But if there's any woman from Detroit that's listening, prove me wrong. You're not going to. That's the prettiest woman in Detroit. That's a Detroit 11.
Just a little bit. Her nonsense.
You're one of the people who donated, and you do want to see...
nonsense.
Bitch, get OBS! Why don't these people just get OBS?
That would require having a computer.
You're right.
So yeah.
She could go from sucking dick for meth to sucking dick for a laptop.
Then can you imagine her trying to set up a Stream Deck? Oh my God. It'd
be hilarious.
The autisticness of it.
And how many times? You know why she doesn't have a laptop? Because after a week she sells it for heroin.
Or crack.
Or crack.
I got beat. Yeah. You know. All this shit happened. But what? That's not worth
it. I don't know what she's talking about here. What?
Fuck statistics.
Hey, what's worse? Crack or heroin? I'm going to a baptism.
I mean, as far as what, like impact on communities or?
No, for me to get through a baptism.
Oh, you want LSD for that when they pour water on the...
I understand, but I can't get any.
Yeah,
I don't,
you can.
No, don't I can't. Can. I can't get LSD because I don't like talking to people that don't wear shoes.
I mean,
so how do you get LSD? How do you get LSD if it's not from a dude, a white guy with dirty dreads who doesn't wear shoes? Who do you get it from?
Well, mine shows up and doesn't wear shirts. So what's your
point? Okay, see, that's my point. My point is people that sell fucking acid are not wearing one article of clothing they should be wearing.
I think we need to ask our resident expert.
Junkie?
Hey, Junkie Yoda, are you out there?
Yeah, Junkie Yoda, real quick.
See, crack, you have to go to that part of the city to get. So I'm going to have to say that because it's going to be more of a pain in the ass.
I have a question. Why doesn't the CIA just mail crack instead of this whole middleman shit? Isn't it easier?
I don't know. It just feels like it's easier. Ask the Bidens.
I would, but he wouldn't remember.
No. He wouldn't even look at you. Maybe okay, poop his pants while you're talking to him.
Did she speed her up? I didn't speed her up. Did she speed her up?
My worst is the same as your worst.
My son's worst right now, and I always say this if you stub your toe, and the funny shit is he stubbed his toe. Okay, but here's what I'm doing. I'm speeding her up. I'm going to speed her up, speeding her up.
Four times sped up.
Oh, his worst right now is the pain in his fucking toe. Oh my God, is this Tiffany H or is this fucking Dr. Phil? I mean, what the fuck? That baby is so mean, just as much as shut up.
You shut up.
Check the lock. Check the locker. My wife.
There she is. My wife.
My wife.
By the way, it looks like Pessy made her. You know that Mr. Magnet guy, like Wooly Willy, where you.
Yeah.
It looks like you made her on a Wooly Willy.
All right, chat. Would you now?
Smash or pass?
She legit looks like Soup Nazi. All right, guys. Would you smash, pass, or purchase shawarma from?
Ew, I'll take the crab juice.
Oh my God, she looks like Hoffalish.
We have Mountain Dew and crab juice. Ew, I'll take the crab juice.
Okay, fuck, someone gonna throw Simpsons. a stick in and close your spoke. She's trying to say her tits aren't that bad. No, those are terrible tits.
No. Let's be objective. I know what you're saying, and
even
I hear
objective,
you.
Objective, they're terrible.
I know okay. what you're saying. Hold on. Honestly, I can't believe I'm gonna say it, but the best way to look at her tits is in this photo. And I'll tell you why, because I could do this. I could take the face out of the equation. Let's say I take the face out of the equation. Mm-mm. This is a good prank to play on people, by the way. You know, you send them this, and then you go, gotcha! You know what I like? I like a girl to be Borat on bottom and Borat on top.
I'll meet you guys in the middle. Those tits are good for scoring drugs with.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But this face is good for selling knockoff radio parts. I walk with you to the ATM. No. Fuck away from me.
I mean, I get it. If we're lowering standards, so those are okay. I get it.
But this entire show is lowering standards.
They're not symmetrical.
You don't like the fried egg on a sidewalk type of tits?
No.
Stop.
As soon as you lay that down, they go in her armpits. So what?
You don't like a woman who, when she's topless, makes you go, damn, do I love Salvador Dali's art.
Oh, look, her clock.
Yeah. What time is it? It's titty time.
Don't tell you what time it is. Time to score some fucking crank.
You're not Dear Abby. It looks like you have fucking underwear.
Oh, that's right. She still sped up.
On your head. I'm sorry, but it looks like men's underwear. What in the fuck is it? It doesn't look like.
By the way, this is the only way we should watch these people sped up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like men's underwear or something weird. It doesn't look like a normal, pretty hijab. Because hijabs are beautiful. They have some. And then just, you know, fucking see laughing with this. I'm serious. Like the girls, the Muslim ladies that I see, they dress beautiful.
You know what I call this, Pessy? Reverse boofing. Take that. Guess what I did? I took your thing,
Boobin,
switched it a little bit, and I'm going to profit off of it.
You gave it a transformative flip, Royce.
I gave it two transformative flips, which just put it back to the normal orientation.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
Three transformative flips because I'm better than you.
Are you speeding this up or no?
I am speeding this up, yeah. But she was speeding her up, so I'm speeding her up,
Okay.
Their scarves, all of that is like fashion, you know? That's their fashion, and they don't just sloppily throw something on that looks like underwear with a Fila knockoff shirt. I mean, it's just...
First off, there's nothing wrong with Fila.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I have a Fila jacket.
But is it FUBU?
No, I don't have FUBU stuff anymore. God, I wish I did. Look, I'm wearing a Big Dog shirt, so I would hope that you respect me.
I don't have one of those.
Whose fault is that? Yours for your wax?
It's yours.
It's not the look. I don't know. Like I said, she's confused about her true identity. It's so obvious. I want to catch what she's talking about, the donations.
Don't judge me because I chose to keep my children. That meant they were going to go through my struggles with me. And although I'm not perfect, mom, show me one person that's perfect. Show me one person that's perfect. And
people need to stop using birthday wrapping paper as wallpaper.
I know. I was thinking that too.
This isn't, you don't need paper as curtains. This isn't feudal Japan. You don't.
It's not like everyone's going to be looking in your background for the Buddha anyways.
She has that wallpaper to attract black crack dealers.
I wasn't talking about you. I have a Buddha too. It's right here.
But does Royce have a Buddha?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, no, I do actually. Like my grandmother had one, and like it just ended up in my house now. So yeah, I actually do.
Do you rub its belly when you walk by?
No, like Pedro Serrano. You're not doing it right. Like Pedro Serrano.
Yeah, you really should. I bet you. You know.
Good luck,
Pessy. Do you have a Buddha?
I don't have one at my house, but wife's got one.
How do you own
one?
An Asian and not have a Buddha?
How do you own an Asian?
I have the Asian. I already acquired the Asian. I don't need the lure.
Well, the
lure.
Oh, shut up, guy who reads every piece of armor in Elden Ring. All you need's the lore. I hear it.
That's what you did there.
What is your shoes? Are you the one who started
that? This is boring.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
I'm trying to get to the part of her talking about that shit. I might have to comb through this after my live and then show it to you like on a video so I don't take up all the time looking for it.
Okay. Take up what time? You can sit there for 8 hours.
I'm surprised. So... I'll tell you this. I'm surprised and relieved. But I'm surprised that she doesn't have an OnlyFans to make money, right?
Thank God.
Someone should never, ever put that idea in her head.
To what? You do make an OnlyFans? No, but that would be fucking gross. What kind of piece of shit would... I gotta switch my account. What kind of piece of shit... would, give me a second. I'll put this here while I do that. What kind of piece of shit would... Let me just come over here and do this and... Okay. Here we go. Let's see. You should. Tabulation.
Are you gonna? You don't do that.
Make an.
Don't do that.
Fans.
Don't.
You are
Royce.
Such what?
Stop.
You listen to JJ.
Just
such a.
Don't tell her
cutie.
That she's pretty
pie.
Don't
comment. All right.
Listen.
Full send, no cap, lit.
Did he listen to you, JJ?
No.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
Never mind.
Okay.
Are you the one who started that? This is boring.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Get to part of her talking about that shit. I might have to comb through this after my live and then show it to you like on a video so I don't take up all the time looking for it.
Okay.
You want to be in pictures, don't you? Baby, stick with me. You'll be sleeping on a bed made of crack. You've got the goods.
I remember it's always sunny and they wake when Dee and Dennis have to do crack, wake up and go, is there any more crack? And go, when in the history of crack has there ever been leftover crack? And yes. I'm like, that's a good point.
Yeah.
giving the stuff away. And she didn't make not a one video giving the stuff away. Like, no, I'm sick of her coming out here and trying to just slick talk her way out of shit. She's just like fucking Blabs coming out here.
Whoa! Whoa! What the fuck, lady?
Madam, you live in a neighborhood full of them. You can't say that.
Christ! And they say I'm racist? I mean, I am, but they say it.
If you talk loud and fast, then it's a distraction and people won't realize that you're full of shit. Bullshit.
By the way, Royce, apparently her saying that has increased her hotness factor in the chat.
All right, well, let's see if she's seen my comment. Hey, no. Why is my comment? Am I blocked?
Uh-oh, she blocked you.
No!
Uh-oh. Let me see.
Tell me if you see the comment.
Yeah, well.
What the fuck, man?
Let's see here, comments.
One second.
Yep, no, you're blocked.
Well, fuck! You should
make, I think you were probably blocked before that because she knows about you.
Only or fans. This. You are super hot. Okay.
I guess it didn't help that I called her a snaggletooth during one of her live streams.
Why did you call her a snaggletooth?
Have you seen the bottom jaw?
Is it because she has snaggleteeth?
Huh.
There we go. So now we'll see. Now we'll check on the comment in a little bit. That really.
Oh my god! Hold on.
What?
Oh my god! Oh. Okay. Sorry. Hold on.
Did you find something that you weren't supposed to?
There's a comment. Sharon, I watch a lot on my TV, so I don't comment. But I'm a huge fan of you, and I think you're so fucking sexy. I'm going to be down your way. I'd like to take you out and get something going with you. I'd also like to chat away from here and get to know you. Hit me up. And then she responded with her phone number.
What? Don't do that, Royce.
Or her text app. Her text app for YouTube. Hold on. I'm sending a screenshot.
Oh, it's her text app for YouTube. I have that. Text me app. Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she responded with that. That doesn't matter.
By the way,
but there's guys thirsting for her in the chat or in the comments.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Your comment is now there.
Thank you. Good. Thank you. So now we'll keep an eye on that. And you can block me, but you can't stop me from upvoting. There.
Coming out here and trying to just slick talk her way out of shit. She's just like fucking Blabs. Coming out here.
Whoa!
Jesus.
Twice?
Again, madam, you live around.
You're in Detroit, ma'am.
Yeah. Your neighbors.
You can't say that in Detroit.
I think she said Blabs.
Okay.
Here and think if you talk loud and fast, then it's a distraction and people won't realize that you're full of shit. Bullshit.
I was asked by the people that I helped and by the place, the clinic that I go to, because where I did with clothes and shoes is I sat out at the clinic, at the medical clinic, and people went through it. They wanted everything left over.
She sets at a clinic for.
I wonder what clinic. Methadone clinic. Methadone clinic.
Most likely, yeah.
Probably methadone clinic. That has to be it, right? Because she did the other one. Tiffany did say she was on methadone.
Mm-hmm. Polo, when you get up, you bring me a lighter, please.
I put in the bins. You know the bins they have? I put it in the bin across the street from the.
Wait, does she have a new man?
It's probably one of her kids or a dog. Who knows?
No, but she did. She stated she has no kids.
We know white women fuck dogs. So.
White girls fuck dogs.
They fuck them.
Hey.
Trying to cleanse the palate a little bit, right?
Yeah, we need that.
Oh, this might
that's
be past.
Oh, that's
past
more.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Hello,
we know. We know.
Always appreciate it. I had a feeling like this might be down past his road.
Does it back up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on, JJ. Here, I'll push her back.
Future me here.
It's not work.
There it goes. It works.
Oh,
there we
go. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. See, that's better.
This is the best one.
I don't feel like tearing that down other than the fact that her little table over there with all the clothes. Ugh.
Can I say? Can I say
nasty ass fucking rune? Look at that shit.
Can I say that?
I mean, she's a nasty ass bitch, JJ.
But I'll still hit it. No, dude, I'll fuck her on top of that laundry.
Can I say? Can I say that I love her AJ Lee looking ass? Like, her. Also, can I say, women, good. I give her props for this. If women, if you're gonna get arm tattoos, you gotta go full sleeve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go full sleeve. You know. Let's see.
Also, bitch, upgrade your TV. Holy shit.
Till, I'm going to tell you right now.
It's not even a TV. It's like a
monitor.
I was
the one who found this, and she's not Asian.
What is she?
Fuckable.
This chick's not Asian. She's got to be some sort of Latina or even white.
She's like French of some sort.
See?
Yeah, but what? But you're French. Yeah, like I'm American, but there's Black American and Mexican.
Oh, you know what? French, she might have some like, what's it called? There's a lot of like Middle Eastern...
Yeah, right. Probably
are those
Middle Eastern.
Or are those?
God damn.
Okay.
What's her name?
What's her name?
ASMR Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Oh, that'll be. Yeah, good luck.
Pessy?
I'm on it.
Thank you.
Never mind.
Also,
freckles too?
I will say this. Surprisingly, not a lot of subscribers.
She got me as one.
It's like 6.28.
She has balls on her shoulder.
Does she? Pessy, does she?
I'm trying. I damn, she's a...
She's a fairly new one, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got this. You should make...
No, the Royce.
Only. Hold on.
Royce.
Only. Fans.
That's on the main account.
It is on the main account. Royce!
Mersh has not co-signed this. She's not dark enough. You can't hit it.
First off, it was from the Clips channel that said that.
Oh, well, also, never mind. No one cares about that channel.
Also, Royce, Mersh is not going to say no to that.
Yeah, he would.
No, he'd do it himself. Get out of here.
This is definitely
going back. Little mirror action.
We've got the pants. The pants.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she's got it. I got it. I don't think she's.
Why not?
I know.
Again, I think she's just fairly new.
The internet very much wants her to make OnlyFans.
Is there a lot of people asking about it?
They said that about Noelle Foley too. But I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I want to see that.
Her Instagram is... These are... No, that's not her. Where's her name?
Right up and expose my butt. It looked baggy in all the wrong places.
Apparently she doesn't like exposing her butt.
Yeah. That's when I look at her, I think of someone...
Oh, that's why I can
boob
see
sweat.
Her nipples in that one, huh?
Just frozen. I look away. Frozen yells boob sweat.
And Royce clicks off of it.
And only 6,000 subscribers. That seems weird, right?
Again, I think
she's
just
doing a view
fairly new.
I guess so.
Wait, how long has she been doing this?
And it seems like she's mostly, it's more the ASMR than the try-on.
No,
stuff.
No. 4 years.
That's definitely weird.
It's not a big growth.
Four years. Seems weird. What's going on here?
Does her pussy stink or something?
I don't know. How would I know?
I don't know. I'd like to know.
Maybe she's just not that popular with people.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. That
doesn't make any sense.
There's a story there. She killed puppies or something.
JJ.
There's a reason why she doesn't have 127,000.
Oh, boy.
Especially with that.
You know what's great about these videos is that now that you could see where people, you could see exactly when she changes outfits by looking at this. I don't really need to hear her. I don't care.
Gold color, it is actually.
Oh, really, she's got those nice tattoos right on her belly. The two, you know, that are married. I like those.
Nice.
Because that's where you put your thumbs and just.
Oh, right. Yeah.
God damn.
Nice.
The thumb placers is what that is. Right. Fucker like a yo yo.
I love how JJ's just sitting there like a creepy old Japanese man doing the gropey hands. Like, oh, hello.
Oh, I put the thumb on you.
Very good.
Very good now.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. Although, I wonder where she's lived. She probably gonna assume that she lives in like Arizona or Nevada, and I'll explain why. She has lizards tattooed on her, and that's like an Arizona Phoenix kind of a tattoo.
We need to talk about her putting her
closer. What is this? I'm gonna click just to see.
Anyway, I do.
Oh.
Is that what I think it is?
What is it?
Oh.
What is it?
Royce, I would be careful putting this up.
Yeah, don't put this up there.
Okay, but still send it to me.
There's nothing there.
No. Apparently, it's giving me a data leakage threat.
I'm just getting an ad.
Yeah, that, look.
No.
Watch full video.
Poser, why are you trying to give us fucking?
Are you trying to give us a virus?
Yeah, she's trying to storm her fucking shit in.
Oh, okay. Closer found her names. Thank you, Closer.
Yeah, but then she tried to fucking get us a goddamn virus.
Yeah, right. Where's Passy? Here, Passy. Now where's JJ?
What's going on?
Apparently, wouldn't let me post it in the locker.
Okay, well, who's
but that's not naked. That's not her.
That's not her.
Where are the tattoos?
Yeah, there's no tattoos.
Why for you don't have tattoos?
Stock block.
Why are you giving us fucking viruses?
She's Israeli. It's a Mossad thing.
I'm going to roll you down.
Oh, she's trying to hack us.
Yes. She just got access to your entire porn history, Frozen.
Closer, why is my computer leaking hummus? What did you do?
I don't trust her at all.
Pretty soon you're going to click on something that plays How About Nagita or whatever.
Anyway, guys, we need to stop. This is somebody's daughter.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I want to go congratulate them.
Okay, yeah. Shut up.
I want to shake the man's hand.
That's what I
want to
know. Does the mom look good too?
Probably.
Hey, babe, would it be cool if I high-fived your dad?
Yeah.
Good job coming in her mom. Yeah.
You have great cum, sir.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Cartman tipped $3. All of these medicine puns are making me really viagravated.
Viagravated. Viagravated.
Oh, go again. Start it back up.
Now we're just taking all the drugs.
The Ghost of Dregworks tipped $3. If you are looking for a new drug, have you ever tried so you can talk to jester demons? All the cool kids who push population deduction and destroy food processing plants under totally normal circumstances are doing it, Royce.
Nah, I'm never going to do DMT. That's not my thing.
I don't like that.
That's not Royce, my thing.
You don't want to do the dream molecule, bro? It's like doing, it's like dreams, man. Like, my dreams are fucked up enough. I don't need to live them.
Yeah, I don't need that. No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
I took DMT and I saw the face of God. No, nigga, you hit your head on a coffee table. I don't know why I turned into a Live at the Apollo on that one. I apologize. But, well, I don't apologize for saying the N-word any opportunity. But, you know, the hood talk. I watch too many of these hood people now, I think.
Have you watched We Own the City?
Not from yesterday to today. No, I haven't.
You should have. You get more hood talk.
Speaking of hood talk.
Yeah, you want hood talk? I'll give you some hood talk. I want to read the title of... Ooh, sorry. I want to read the title of some of these videos, okay? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one.
Hi, Adam.
Dad leaves twins in hot car. He instantly regrets it.
Oh, God. Not these.
Folks. Yes!
Hey, doesn't her head look like if you stabbed a couple holes into the top of an aerosol cheese can?
That fucking very funny. A guy who just figured out what aerosol cheese can was when you came to the U.S.
I knew what it was. I just never had it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It looks like if you started poking holes in a biscuit can.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's.
It looks like someone went crazy with spray insulation.
It looks like, you know, those Play-Doh things where you could push the Play-Doh to make shapes.
Yeah,
you know,
squirts out. Yeah.
Her hair looks like her hair looks like Wisconsin cheese curds.
I was gonna say. It looks her like a can
looks
of
like these.
Her yes, cheese
curds. How do those ones taste, JJ? I'm kind of
they're fantastic.
About. Her hair looks like hemp rope.
After the honey mustard pretzels, I kind of.
All right, they're all right. Honey mustard one. They're number two.
Royce, check the locker. Okay. Check the locker. That's all I did.
Oh no, Patsy!
That's it.
It's the Play-Doh Fuzzy Pumper Barber and Beauty Shop.
Sit right down, crank up the chair as Daddy grows his Play-Doh.
Okay.
It's spot on.
But yeah, that is exactly what I was talking about.
No hair, shave and a haircut.
Next, please.
Brother needs a little off the top in the Fuzzy Pumper Barber Shop.
That's pretty cool. You know.
Don't do it with that one over there. It doesn't work on black people hair.
Tommy's hair just so you can make it with Play-Doh.
The Play-Doh Fuzzy Pumper Barber and Beauty Shop from Kenner.
All right.
From Kenner.
Kenner's not around anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, but Kenner was amazing. Kenner had great toys.
Anyway, Dad leaves twins in hot car, instantly regrets it. The Jacksons of Atlanta.
Okay. This you right here. Okay. Oh, I see you. Ooh, got it popping out and everything. Like, okay. Oh, shit. I forgot the kids.
Oh, okay. Let me get a hug. It was good to meet you. It was good to meet you.
We forgot the kids in the car.
It was good to meet y'all. Make sure y'all send the address. Yeah. You know, we'll call.
Don't forget about me.
Wow, the acting is really good.
Bro, look at her when she hugs him. Go back. Look at her when she hugs him. Or look at her when he hugs her.
He's going for a grab.
Disgust.
Looking at the other one like, this motherfucker.
My husband's a fan of you. Don't fucking touch me.
Make sure y'all send the address. Yeah. You know, we'll call
don't forget about me, babe. I'm going to bring that house warm again. But we got to go.
Shit. I can't
deal
with it.
No. Damn it.
I totally forgot. Yeah.
This is a skit.
Man. Hey, Royce, pause it. Do you think the guy in the red shirt is too crazy?
Yes, but I also think that he should have bought a vowel. And secondly, they're in another rental car.
Jesus. Oh. Y'all okay?
That's a rental car.
Yeah.
You go to a Hertz, there's fleets of these. Remember the last time there were an SUV that was also a rental car?
Yes.
Mm. Jesus. Y'all okay? Y'all right? My God. That's why
I'm so sorry.
So the joke of the bit is, so the skit is, and by the way, there's still 15 more minutes left of this video. There is. So the skit is that these black fathers are so bad at parenting that they left their children in the car.
Well, when you say it like that.
By the way, this is like an infomercial, like, you don't think that leaving your kids in the car is a problem? These kids used to be white, and they were just left in the car for 10 minutes.
Are you okay?
Oh my
Are you
God.
Okay, Marcel? You good?
You okay.
Okay. Man. God, dog. That's why I told I can't.
Marcel, he named them after the chicken.
I can't be hanging with you. You out here distracting me. I ain't got time for this stuff. Listen.
All right, they're okay? Okay, let's go back in and hit on them hoes. They just close the doors again and fucking leave.
You won't talk to these women.
You influenced me.
Oh, the skit keeps going?
Mm-hmm.
What we doing today, honey?
I ain't got nothing on the itinerary. Chill. Huh? Relax.
Don't look, Patsy. You know it's the person with the name that you like to say.
Mahogany?
Chill and relax.
No, it's just Hogany. You just call her Hogany.
Hey, she's my Hogany, not your Hogany.
What did I just tell you?
Our Hogany.
Chill and relax and do the
day. Babe, but you can just get the Jamaican food and then come back.
I'm not going to get the Jamaican food. No, no.
Wild Hoggery.
You better call Vaughn, tell him to come bring it over here. I'm not going
come
to
get the Jamaican food.
No, I'm not doing it today. Ooh, let me see. Jesus.
Never.
Lord Jesus, Dad leaves kid in car.
He forgot he left the kid in the car, went to work.
Is that another one?
Yeah, look at that.
What are you looking at? It's probably an article.
What do you mean another one? You seen another one?
Yeah, because did you hear about the dad that...
We do this every summer, and these are the people that... They're why we have, like, stupid instructions on stupid, easy things to use.
Yep.
Like shampoo or soap.
He had thought he dropped the kids off at daycare and then ended up going to work, and he left the kids in the car all day.
I tell you, people got to be a little bit more careful.
It is.
Mo. A little bit mo careful.
Heartbreaking.
Especially when it's getting hot and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to be more careful.
This is how normal couples talk. Pessy, when you and your wife talk, is this how you talk?
Yes.
Be like, hello, wife. Look at this article I have found on my cellular device.
Hello, my wife. I am famished. My tummy rumbles. Would you like to go out and get some nutrients?
Yes, honey. It is great you are home. I would love to go out and put nutrients in our mouth. We are normal people, and this is how we talk.
Honey, your body is soft, and I enjoy the smell of your body. I would like to put my body inside of your body. Is that, would you like to do that?
I'm funnier than you.
Gosh, it breaks my heart.
I think some people be distracted too. You know, phone. You gotta check that back. Put your phone back.
Who have no people talk like this?
Seat in the car seat. Yeah. Do something.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
It's unfortunate. I ain't gonna lie.
She's not gonna lie. It's unfortunate that babies are dying in hot cars.
You gonna go up there and get that Jamaican stuff on?
No, you go get it for me.
Because don't order Golden Crust online. It's terrible. You ordered it.
It is terrible. You know? Fucking terrible.
Box be all small. They be sending them door
portion back. Control. Portion control. Yeah.
Don't see Vaughn coming up with going get that.
I can call
it. Does anybody speak Outcast?
I'm asking you for the translation.
No, I don't fucking know Southern Atlanta talk. I'll translate fucking Pitbull if you want.
Hey!
Guys, turns out he is still, in fact, too crazy. Hello, welcome to my apartment, which is different than the last apartment I was in last week.
What's going on, man?
I ain't seen you forever, man. You won't call me. Your phone still works.
This is the more believable neighborhood. Right?
Yeah, I don't understand what he's saying.
You know, my phone.
Let me turn closed caption on. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know if YouTube's closed caption speaks jive.
What's going on, man? I ain't seen you forever, man. You won't call me. Your phone still works.
It's not even trying. Closed caption just rolled up the windows and locked the door.
Man, I just talked to you last night. Dough.
Closed captions would work, but it can't hear them from the other side of the street.
Yeah, seriously.
You talk every day.
No, it's working now. Applause.
This is how it started last time.
Applause.
You ain't seen me, man, but we talk all the time.
You don't want to welcome me into the house, man?
Come on in. You know I love you. I love you, but I don't like you coming to see me.
What's going on, son? How you doing? How you feeling? How's the baby?
Bro, it's really struggling this time.
Do you notice it's not picking anything?
Okay. Justin Marcel. Come on, man.
That's all I need.
Justin Marcel. How you doing? You doing good?
And then these kids be like saying words by now.
Yeah, but he keeps leaving him in hot cars.
How old are they? Like, how old are they? Like
17.
What age
is
this? Oh. 17.
Yeah, they're 17.
You see, that's not good.
What are they feeding these kids?
It's not what they're feeding them. They keep leaving him a hot car, so they keep shrinking.
They keep giving him cigarettes.
Yes. giving him Newports and leaving him in hot cars apparently isn't a great parenting method.
Someone should tell them giving a kid a Newport, giving a kid a menthol isn't brushing your teeth.
But it tastes minty fresh.
Hey!
I'll see you forever.
All right.
Just.
Well,
let's be Justin. You good? Come on, Justin. He busy, you see? Well, you got to be coming down. I ain't got time for
him. I ain't going to keep it too long.
Yeah,
all right. You know, come on, just going now, you say, man, I had that time for that.
I was listening to you.
Wait, are they, so the beginning was just a tease of this entire 15-minute skit?
I think so.
You the one came to my house.
Right.
I didn't plan.
I told you I needed paint, though. Ooh,
Jesus, what? Hallelujah. Ooh. God knows how to put things in your way.
Excuse me, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
Imagine getting hit on at a Hobby Lobby by the Jacksons of Atlanta guy.
Come on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Right over here.
What's your name?
I'm good. You know what you doing here at Hobby Lobby? Oh, you know, buying some yarn and shit.
I'm working on my Etsy store, nigga.
I'm about to go hang with my knitters.
The Lord sent me over here to hold you.
Oh, okay. You're a reverend?
I ain't a reverend, Braver, but I can reverend you.
So he immediately meets these people at what looks seems to be a Target. Or Walmart. Mm-hmm. And he's already hugging her?
Yes.
I know it's a skit, but can you make it believable, please? Because the only reason that should be happening is if they thought you were CeeLo.
I can remember you. Yes, like, Lord. Yes.
What's going on? Why y'all friends?
You know?
Was it American Dad that said CeeLo's shaped like a cartoon apple?
Yes.
It was, right?
I believe so.
Okay. We came up in here. Friends. With him. What you come up in here for again? I forgot.
No, what y'all? Like, what?
You know what her hair? You know what her hair looks like? I realized. If you guys have eaten, we've all eaten schnitzel, right?
Yes.
Not.
Have you guys had?
Yes, but it was.
Have you ever had spatzel?
It was.
Yes.
I put a photo of it in the locker. Have you ever had spatzel? That's what her hair looks
like. I've had spatzel. Or spetzel.
Oh yeah, I know. I know what that is.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm hungry.
It's a German pasta.
Yeah, it's like it's like noodles kind of.
Yeah.
Also, I want to point something out here. Girl on the right, before you ask for Mersh, yes.
I was gonna see that was on and my I'll mind. I was gonna say, does this mean pass the Mersh
test?
She's
hood, but she's not too hood because she's still wearing like a Nautica hat.
Mm-hmm.
One on the left, maybe.
Will she pass the Mersh test?
The one on the right for sure. One on the left, I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, babe. I like everything you got on. You sure?
Well, yeah, you say both of y'all from Georgia. What y'all sisters or something?
No, we homegirls.
Homegirls.
What's your name? Okay. I miss your name.
I'm Bree.
Your name?
Oh, like the cheese.
Meet you, Bree. What's on your hand? I like that.
Her name is what? Her name is Tortilla? Did I hear that right?
Tortilla.
Her name is not Tortilla.
My name's Tortilla.
Hey, I miss your name.
I'm Bree.
Your name?
Dorothea.
Oh, okay. So first off, Dorothea?
So, Bree and Tortilla is so much better.
It is.
Yeah, come on. Can we just stick to Bree and Tortilla?
The one on the right has braces? Also, if you're gonna do this skit, right?
Ew.
Have this woman that's by the way has a wedding ring on, take the wedding ring off for the skit, right? Nautica had a wedding ring on.
We came here for some
rain. I hate this. Wait, which one of them is Nautica?
Nautica's the one on the that's not her name, that's the hat, asshole. I almost answered you for real. I've almost answered you for real. Which one's Nautica? You asshole.
Well, maybe y'all doing a housewarming. I can come over.
They don't want to give black people these stereotypes, right? Where they're annoying and they immediately be like, oh, come over, girl, what up? But then they do videos like this, so I don't understand. What are we supposed to do here? Also, can somebody please close that circuit box? It's clearly open there. Thank you.
Yes, but I can come.
Oh, no,
yes.
You gotta get a gift.
Or I can bring a gift, baby.
Okay, god damn it.
What's the broke,
bro?
I'm the broke. No, I can bring a gift. It's gonna warm you.
I want Trenton to find them one day and just film himself just screaming at them like, you're making us look bad. You're making us look bad.
Okay, I can bring that.
Trent just rock bottoms him and leaves.
Yeah.
Let me know the address.
Right.
Jesus. Okay, we got it.
We got a Shane phone.
Black people flirting is so weird to me.
Phone numbers or Instagram or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. What's your Instagram?
I can give you my Instagram.
Okay. Like
excuse me, can I go get my Hoover now?
What's your name? I'll give it to you. It's Dorothy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey girl, what's your Instagram? Oh, it's fuck off you fat dick, I'm buying light bulbs.
And then he's like, man, fuck you. And then he looks it up and goes, oh shit, that's really your name. My bad. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, okay.
All right, oh shit, it's a shitpost account.
Okay. It says my alt shitpost account in the profile.
Okay, great. I'm gonna go follow you.
I follow back.
What's your name? Base Black Girl 1488. It's just her fucking Instagram of her wearing a Confederate hat.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna show y'all kind of loving these bitches. Great.
Bitches? Sir!
And what was your What you doing?
Is this how like black guys are, or are these people completely like just being stereotypes?
Okay.
Little bit of column A, little bit of column B.
Oh my god, my allergies are fucking killing me.
You right here? Okay, oh, I see you. Ooh, got it popping out and everything.
Popping out.
Okay. Oh shit.
By the way, hey baby, look at this sweet, look at this awesome shirt I bought. It says Les Fruits.
Which is Spanish for less fruits.
It was good to meet you. We forgot the kids in the car.
And you're still like hugging them and saying goodbye?
Mm-hmm. This is a total natural.
Yeah. Don't forget about me. Situation. I'm going to bring that housewarming gear. But we got to go. No. Come on here, monster. I really don't. I love my brother, but I don't know how Felicia deals with him. So anyway, we get up to the store. He up there running his mouth about me buying the paint and all this stuff.
Why is he screaming?
We didn't end up getting out the car and forgetting that the twins is in the back seat.
We left them in the car.
Why would you admit to that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Why would you even admit it then? You got away with it, right? They're alive? Cool. And you're not even lying because technically, unless she asks, you're not keeping anything for, you know what I mean?
He, Justin.
Yeah, because we got
out. We just had a discussion about what's going on.
We got
okay,
out.
Okay, so the friend with the Too Crazy shirt, I think that's like his brand.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Is he a rapper named Too
he's
Crazy?
He's a black guy with a SoundCloud that has his own swag.
Hold on. Let me copy. Here's his Instagram. But on his Instagram, there's a link to something. If you go to his link tree, you can see something called Right Plug on Instagram. And he just sells. He's one of those like people like consignment where they'll like sell like nice shoes. He's like a hype beast. So he just resells shoes. But you see, he's got the Too Crazy shirt. I was trying to find if you could buy the shirt.
I would buy that shirt.
But I think he just made that for himself.
Louis Vuitton belts, Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah, he just resells shit. It's probably knockoff.
It's absolutely knockoff. Oh, wrong one.
Yeah, no, this is Lenny Vuitton.
Hold on, let's cleanse the palette real quick.
One of the remnants that are bedazzled.
Damn.
For Victoria.
How does that help? Does that help a little bit?
This next one
I love Corona. All right? Basically, what you do, it's a sex position. So what you do is, like her, when she wants to be Corona, what you do is you shove a lime in your pussy and then put your thumb over the hole and turn her upside down.
That shaker.
Yeah.
That's the Corona.
You know what you forgot?
Mm-hmm.
The Jolly Rancher.
What's that?
You put a Jolly Rancher in there.
In a Corona?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Maybe you do, but people, normal people don't.
Makes it taste unlike Mexican piss. It takes the piss out of it.
Are you more of a Dos Equis guy?
No, I don't drink.
Which is Spanish for two Equis.
JJ's a Tres Equis guy. Boys.
Sorry. Can we just keep watching her? I don't want to go back to the Jacksons of Atlanta.
But we have to, Royce.
No, I don't.
No, we don't.
Do anything I want to do. I don't do anything I don't want to do. It's my stupid show. All right. Let's see if we got any donations. Probably not. Well, Joe, look at that.
All money.
Chester Ludlow super chatted $3. I'm undercover.
Well, you're terrible at it then.
I already know you're here.
From the guys.
Xander Invictus tipped $10. Just like Play-Doh, I call my dick the fuzzy pumper.
You too?
Sinraw tipped $3.
Thank you.
Boys, I found her Instagram.
Mahogany?
No, our queen.
Oh, the one we're looking at?
Oh.
Seriously? What'd you find?
Really an alien.
What did you find?
Oh.
Okay, can I see?
Okay. Yeah, on her Instagram. I guess I linked it in the...
And that's her.
Okay. Yep. That's well, yeah.
Her.
Look at the blue shirt. The picture in the blue shirt.
Doggos. I like doggos.
Bro, she's insane. Yeah.
Follow?
I love your dog.
Bro, she's so hot.
Oh, she's about to kiss that girl. She's got to have something going on.
I don't understand what's going on here, right? That's a good doggy, though.
Her mom's hot. Good lord.
So here's the thing, boys. Doesn't have a lot of subscribers on YouTube. Doesn't have a subscribers on Instagram, which means
does now
followed by JJ Stoner, which means
I'm following.
The first thing I click. Fuck you talking about.
That she might just have low self-esteem enough to come on the show. It's possible.
Okay, this is just. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, that's just ridiculous right there.
Can I Google price of tickets to Pennsylvania?
Is that where she lives, Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'll start there.
Okay.
We'll figure things
out. You're being a real pervert, man. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I respect women. You know that about me.
Yeah, but the pictures don't say that. They say fucking Arizona.
I respect women. Hold on.
The pictures, she's from Pennsylvania, but I'm telling you, she's not from there originally.
Dude, yeah, this picture right here is not fucking PA. It's just not.
Which one?
I'm putting it in there now. That one right there. That is not PA.
Yeah, no.
That is Arizona.
Yeah, that's Arizona for sure. This isn't California, she says it. Probably a model.
Okay, every photo, this, she's so
this
hot.
This fucking says PA. Okay, this one right here is PA. For sure. Yeah, that's PA. So she gets around. All right. Good for her.
Round and round. Round we go. Still clowning with the underground. when we come around. Anyway. Let's see here. What do we want to do? No more of the joke. I can't with
her.
That.
I want to do her.
Well, all right. You have a problem.
Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
I like that the Antichrist is just out in the world walking around, making videos, living his life. I don't think anybody even cares. Can't get people interested in that. I don't know what you can get them interested in.
Barcodes?
What are they gonna do with me? What's their plan? The truth is, I don't really know. Maybe nothing. Lighting makes all the difference in videos. If the lighting's not good, I'm...
He went from, what are they gonna do with me? I don't know, talking about like, the elites, to... Lighting is what's important in videos.
Make you look ugly. If the lighting is good.
Does it mean his face starting to fatten up again?
Oh, it ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Stephanie likes it when I do videos like this where I'm just talking.
Remember, he's bi. We found that out.
Candidly.
Stephanie.
That's what she said.
Or as a Hispanic would call her, Estefany.
I'm going back to my house. Walking the mile from the store.
You're going to get like
a very low energy, Adam, no?
Yeah. This is him having like one of those... Sometimes every once in a while he has these moments where he kind of self-realizes he's kind of fucked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then he'll do this.
Hey, everybody. I didn't really feel like making a video, but I am. I walked up the store to get a bang. It's 1.1 miles.
Hell yeah.
It's a good walk. When I'm off, I don't feel like doing nothing. But I can't rest because I get such bad anxiety all the time. It makes me throw up.
Oh, man. Fuck. Poor guy. You think it's probably the meth?
Nah, it's AIDS.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because yeah, AIDS. Then there's this. Coca-Cola.
As we go on, we remember.
Man, he really loves Coca-Cola, huh?
Mm-hmm. But damn it, it does look like a memorial video, Frozen.
It does. It does.
Only for a moment, then the moment's gone.
Guess what? Let's get Miami Mill Fighter for a hidey hole.
Okay, today I'm going to be showing...
That's what she calls her vagina.
...my ultraviolet ray oscillator from 1919.
We all have one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
A vagina? No.
No, 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 an oscillator.
Oh. Yes.
Pessy, I prefer to ossa now.
All right. Okay.
I knew Pessy's gonna like that one. Pessy likes the terrible jokes.
Also, I'm starting to think that Miami MILF likes him for ulterior means.
His big mulatto dick.
That was clean, by the way.
It's about dick. It's about penis.
Mickey, you know what I need to have now? Is that drop?
Yeah, I'll tell you what Frozen needs to have, that big mulatto dick.
Hey, Miami MILF, so this is my Tesla coil. You know what else coils? My big, fat mulatto hog.
And Frozen, you know what? You say that, but it's not like I said I want big mulatto dick. Fuck!
believe the box is made of courtesan oak. Well, it is, I'm going to open it.
I love the music he plays so much.
I'm pretty sure that by the end of the year, Frozen will have enough sound drops of Royce to successfully order a male prostitute with.
Yeah. Why do that? Cut the middleman. I'll do it myself.
Here are the.
Is this about a girl with googly eyes? I'm sorry. Listen to the song for a second.
Yeah, now I gotta find this song.
Listen to the song for a second. Hold on.
Here are the original instructions for the ultraviolet ray oscillator.
I found the song.
Send it.
It's called Barney Google with the goo goo googly eyes.
Thank you.
There you go. In the chat. Or in the lock.
Oh, hell yeah.
Got tuba.
This version's better.
It was Henry Ford, because he didn't like the Jews. You've Pessy just found a gold mine of old anti-Semitic Henry Ford songs. Like you know, they worship him, like they worship what's his face in Severance. In Henry Ford's name. Honey Boo Boo with the goo goo googly eyes? Is that what they're saying?
Barney Google.
Oh.
Barney Google had a wife three times his size.
Barney Google had a wife three times his size.
Barney a feeder.
Don't you love old songs? I don't understand. I want to know more. Who's Barney Google? Is he the founder? He invented Google.
Yeah. Founder of the search engine.
Do me a favor, Pessy. Can you ask Jeeves who Barney Google is?
Okay.
It originally came with an electrode like that.
With the Google googly eyes.
Barney Google and Snuffy Smith.
Snuffy Smith is what they named snuff films after. He used to kill women and film it.
Ha! Originally take Barney Google Fernand Stance.
I want big mulatto dick. Okay, thanks.
Is an American comic strip created by cartoonist Billy the Beck.
Billy the Beck.
D-Beck.
D-Beck.
You might pause the video here to read this.
Okay. No.
So it works off of 110 volts AC or DC.
Metal.
Now we'll plug it in.
Doesn't all his old stuff just look like a fire hazard?
Everything he has looks like it can be used to, like, really harm a person for information.
Right. Oh my god!
That's a torture device.
Okay. So that's the spark coil, and that's like a room cough coil, or however you pronounce it. Now we'll fire it up.
The electricity is actually leaving my finger and entering the box.
So the smell of this machine is very distinct.
No!
It smells like ozone. Why not? Once it's turned on.
You know, the fucking electrical current!
Because it does produce ozone.
And before people go, it's actually safe. I go, you know what's even safer? Not touching electricity.
You know what it's used for? To make his hair look like it does.
That's how he gets his hair up in the morning.
That's how he
chooses. Produces it because the electricity ionizes the air. So the oxygen in the air is O2, and when the electricity hits it, it bonds.
His house just has this 24/7 static field around it, yes. And when you walk into his home, all the hair on your arms and body just kind of stand, and it's the weirdest feeling. You can't touch anything, or you get a little, like, all the knobs are wood.
Also, yeah. When Canada North thought he was retired with this.
When you walk into his house, it sounds like when you turn on an old TV. You know, yes. Before you hear the sound, you hear the... There's, and by the way, he's still working on his magnifying transmitter.
Today I will be working on my magnifying transmitter. So if you have kept up with my videos,
and I have,
you'll know that I used to post a whole lot about the magnifying transmitter, but now.
But it turns out the FBI raided my house because they said it was a weapon of mass destruction.
Now those posts have become quite seldom. The reason is I have moved to East Texas, but I will still occasionally come back here and post about the magnifying transmitter.
Oh, he moved to East Texas, but then he goes back to post about his magnifying transmitter, which I think is maybe at his grandma's house?
The location I moved to is only 2 hours away, so I will try to come back as much as I can.
I think you'd want this space to be like a garden or something.
Well, no, it's a garden of evil right now.
On arrival, I noticed a lot of the wires were down. And the wires were crossed, so I had to reattach them to the frame. This made the whole system out of tune, so I will have to retune the secondary coil. The primary had also fallen in some places, so I had to reattach that to the frame. But the extra coil is fine. So it rained yesterday, so what I did to keep the tank circuit from shorting is I
sacrificed the goat.
I put the capacitor.
Blood will coat everything in a viscous liquid.
Or the commercial.
It'll repel the water away.
Capacitors on ceramic tiles. So if you have watched my previous videos, you'll know that my goal is to wirelessly transmit power on a global.
On a what?
Global scale.
Global scale.
He wants you to be able to tune in and get free power.
I don't like when dudes like this start saying things like global scale. Because we don't really get to see how supervillains were when they were young. Except for Magneto. He was in the Holocaust. But besides that, you know.
Using the Earth as a conductor. Because at certain frequencies, the Earth conducts quite ideal.
Wait, using the Earth as a conductor?
Yes, and human souls as a conduit. Are you not paying attention?
Oh, boy.
So my goal is to keep sparks down to a minimum.
You know what sparks minimum. Is? He's using old slang. You know what sparks is code name for? Jews.
Uh-oh, Pessy, because run.
Yeah, he wants to keep sparks down to a minimum.
Sparks are wasted electricity.
Agreed.
And wasted energy.
Based.
So what I have done, I put a lightning arrestor where the spark gap normally is. So ideally, the magnifying transmitter would be tuned to 168 kilohertz.
But I'm going to tune her to 169 because nice.
168,000 hertz, but it's probably not right now, and I haven't tested it yet.
He does the joke. Hey, you want a Hertz donut? Sure. Then he shocks you till you die. Hertz donut. He's a supervillain!
Because so many wires had fallen on the secondary before I came and fixed it that it messed up the tuning, but it's easy to fix with an oscilloscope and a signal generator.
Okay, that's it. I'm done playing around. I'm gonna ask.
Wait, what are you going to ask him?
I'm not going to ask him like an OnlyFans. Are you a super villain?
Also, can you make an OnlyFans?
Oh, fucking stop.
Also, can you make an... Never mind.
Now I'm going to fire up the magnifying transmitter, but you probably won't see any sparks. But
because you'll already be dead.
You'll be able to hear it. Because remember, sparks are wasted energy.
Keep saying that.
Okay, I'm turning on the spark gap.
Thank God.
Now I'm throwing the switch.
This is the noise you hear before you die. Oh, the sweet release of death.
Now I will take the lightning arrestor out of the circuit.
That there's probably like a nuclear plant somewhere that gets an alarm every time he does that.
You're right. Exactly. You're right.
Like,
you're right.
There's someone somewhere that's like, what the fuck? What is that alarm?
We have a spike in the West Texas area. There is a spike in electricity.
Oh, it's just Parker. Don't worry about him. He's safe.
So y'all may see a spark between.
Look, that, let me tell you something. That's a scientific trash can lid. So shut the fuck up. What's not safe about this? Or the fact that he used a bunch of empty soda bottles to conduct the electricity.
And this wire.
A bunch of old Topo Chico bottles.
Beakers? We don't have time for beakers.
This guy looks like he bought everything at an ECW garage sale and made a Tesla coil.
Ground wire right here. Okay, now I'll throw the switches. Okay, I have adjusted the spacing of the spark gap at the nodal point. Now we'll see if y'all can see it better.
Then the ground starts rumbling.
I'm just saying, man.
Fucking Guam gets hit with a monsoon. He's a fucking supervillain.
Every action is a reaction, right?
Remember this all started with us watching his haunted house? That's what I remember. The first thing I remember about this guy was his haunted house.
And that's a fucking long time ago, too. You've come a long way.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. To another friend of ours.
Oh, no.
I don't need the psychiatric hospital.
He's doing a Tom Cruise impression.
Okay.
X.
Hey, Kitty and Maureen, stop looking at his chest.
Yeah, stop it.
I don't need psychiatric medication.
What like I need, pet.
I need friends.
That's not how you say that and get friends.
Royce, he wants to be your friend.
He could be my friend. I like him.
I need socialization. I need real world human contact. I need to stop living in a solitary fantasy land and interact with people.
So what human you're saying is you have to stop watching pro wrestling. Gotcha.
Beings are social animals. We're meant to have human interaction throughout the day. You know, that keeps us grounded in the real world. That keeps us a part of life.
Are we still getting presents this year? Because I didn't ask for that.
Moistens our mind. When you're deprived of human interaction, it's not natural. And that is the ticket to...
Lot of armpit hair. Lot of armpit hair.
I'm just looking at that.
Armpit hair, don't get me wrong, but not like that.
It looks like he's a scrub brush under each one.
Yeah.
Blurring fantasy and reality. That is the ticket to a psychosis in a daydream world. You know, what I need to do...
That's the ticket.
I need to socialize more. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Jesus. Put your arms down more is what you need to do.
my responsibility to socialize. My chains are internal. I'm playing on the computer.
His armpits look like 70s porn actresses' bushes.
Yep.
Bring my life down the drain.
Save your back.
Looks like he has buckwheat in a headlock.
And stop making these videos crying about, where art thou, magical?
Bro, that's too much hair.
Yeah, dude, you gotta.
That's not a normal amount, right? No. Like, we all have armpit hair. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not frozen because he's a hairless monkey.
Whoa!
But that's a lot, right?
See? Yeah,
that's a lot, sure, right?
No, I know there's some weirdos out there.
You know what this? You know what this looks like right here?
I don't want to get.
You know what this looks like right here? I'll tell you.
Then tears of joy stream down my face with armpits wide open. Yeah. On the air flow free. Welcome to I'll scrub your dishes with my armpit hair. Sorry.
My hairs are so wispy.
My armpit is just like Royce's beard. Sorry.
If you don't donate, you get whatever Creed I want to play. I ain't playing. Yeah, I ain't
gonna. You're just gonna start torturing him. Yeah.
I ain't gonna fucking play the Marlins. I'm not playing the Marlins song unless I get paid for that one.
Chester Ludlow super chatted $5. Oh, I get I'm not undercover. Wink, wink.
But you're terrible again, buddy. You're not good at this.
Walked through the middle of the room and went, I am poised.
You are not good at being Scorpio.
No.
Not child of that homeless vato likes Woca Cola. Thank you.
Never retarded.
Semperi Loaded tipped $5. I figured out how to make money in No Man's Sky by crashing economies and buying back Cobalt at a 77% discount. Wait till you see this. I'm No Man's Sky George Soros.
Are you crashing economies in No Man's Sky? Semper,
it's
Jesus.
It's breaking the game.
Magical ones.
Oh, before
where
I forget.
That?
Before I forget.
Mm-hmm. I want Big Mulatto Dick.
Oh, hey, can you share that one?
Yeah.
I need that. Well, look, just put it in the thingy.
There's enough mulatto dick to go around.
Just put it away.
Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Soulmate woman, go into the real world. Go anywhere. Do anything and talk to somebody. That will increase my likelihood of finding a dream girlfriend. These videos, you know, posting on social media, you know, that's not my ticket to finding love. That's my ticket to wasting my life, pouring my life down the drain. I keep saying it.
But you keep making videos, Mr.
Yeah,
Waters.
Over.
You've made like 4 cents.
Just organizing.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to my bedroom. This is where the magic happens.
Which one of you free women are out there?
Huh? Who wants some?
I'm a 34-year-old disabled adult child with less than $2,000 in the bank.
Catch, lady. He's just reading an email Frozen sent him.
I'm dependent on my parents.
Jesus Christ, it sounds like every fucking drama streamer.
Yeah.
Am I lying?
Fair, no, you know. I'm not a rich. I'm not
except
a,
Ralph.
Yeah, true.
I'm a rich kid.
Well, and you know?
I'm not even a kid. I'm not a rich man. I have no money. You know, in this life, it's unfair. But some people are born rich, and some people are born poor. I know some people say, you know,
You know, obviously, if you're not rich, I mean, is it your mistake? I know there was a quote by Bill Gates, if you're in your 30s and you're not rich yet, it's your mistake. But I got rid
of... And also then he depopulates the world, buys all the farmland, and kills a bunch of people.
So what Semper was just talking about, and No Man's Sky.
Really sick from getting bullied in my childhood by sadistic bullies and...
You're not rich at 30? Try inventing Microsoft. Asshole.
I was hiding from the world with a severe mental illness that, you know, evil people inflicted. Let's say I was born like in the early 1900s.
No. We already have...
They would have killed you.
We already have a guy that was born in the early 1900s. Parker, you can't do that.
Imagine being born poor, forced to work in a sweatshop before the labor laws went into effect. Imagine being prisoner there for your whole life while some rich person wears the shoes you made with your blood, sweat, and tears.
I don't want blood shoes.
Thank you, sir, but I am not a Chinese baby.
Yes, exactly.
Or sweaty shoes. Who the fuck wants that?
Maybe Frozen worked at a sweatshop. I don't know.
You don't know my life.
No, I do know this. I do know that Asian people don't hire employees. They just have children. I know that. I've been to a Chinese restaurant before, and every single Chinese restaurant I've ever been to in my life, it's there's no employees. It's the mother, the father, and then the kid working there.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
That's why China's going to win, folks.
In a way, like the labor
Frozen
workers.
Space says that you're right.
Frozen's like,
you don't know my past, and then he disassociates, and all he hears is just. it's like the sound of a sewing machine, but it's like.
Jim Edward Frozen works in a sweat shop. It's called ROTC Media.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of true. That is kind of true.
Bit like slaves. I mean, not exactly slaves because they were making very minimal.
I wouldn't say ROTC Media is a sweatshop. It's more like an Asian massage parlor. We get treated well, but then we do get put in our place.
You get treated well, but nobody respects anybody there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More money.
And also you come.
But, you know.
Oh, do we ever.
The condition.
Don't believe me?
Here we go. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Take that to your sweatshop.
Christ, I'm gonna shotgun blast a hole through my door later.
That was gross, Pessy.
For anyone, I'm gonna come so hard.
I got it.
It's going to. Okay.
You don't need to explain it.
What
I
he's
got
also
it.
Saying is he's taken out the ceiling fan more times than he wants to admit.
I like to hit the ceiling fan and then wait, and then I turn the ceiling fan on and I swing around by my dick like Spider-Man.
Right. let's see this chick pass out in a slingshot ride. Both of them are out.
Boom.
The waking up from a pass out to me is always my favorite.
I still think we gotta get you on one of these.
You guys ever go to sleep at like someone's house for like a couple of days, but like the first night? When you wake up after the first night for a split second, you're like, where the fuck am I?
Is that why you were screaming when you stayed over?
Yeah.
I have a proposal, JJ. Mm. If the chat is able, or the audience is able to get us to maybe 200, 300.
No, I'm not doing it.
I didn't even finish my proposal yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Hear him out.
Get Royce and Mersh to ride one of these.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I already knew what you were going to say. I'm not doing it. I'll tell
why
you
not?
Why. Because the one that's run by me is run by the same guy that ran the one where that kid died. I'm not riding these things. Fuck you.
But go to Daytona.
You ride one. Go. You go to some.
I've ridden one.
Go to shitty Virginia Beach and ride one.
No, I've ridden one in Orlando. Probably that one.
Oh my God, she's freaking out that she passed out.
Yeah, Mina. Yeah.
But she is like out.
How much?
Stop slapping her so hard. She'll be fine. I'm not doing it. She'll be fine.
The fuck you are and how much?
I'm really not.
There's not a number.
Nope.
Like, I know I can talk Merce into this. He's not a pussy.
This one thinks, go ahead. First off, Merce is a bigger pussy than me, so that's really
not right
dumb.
Now.
The guy uses a Smith machine.
Yeah, but he's still get on one of those.
Look at this, look at this.
Look, girls are on them. That's gonna be Royce. That's why you don't want to do this.
Why would you come up with this?
He's about to knock her back out.
This is good.
Man, she was just... Yeah, okay, we gotta watch it again. She was slapping her hard, bro.
Bro, she slapped her, and then when she woke up finally, started screaming, she gives her the shh, shh, shut up, shh, shh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
mira.
That is too hard.
Doctor Till in the chat. Okay, now this is hot.
I still think there's a number.
Why is she pitching her nose? Why would stopping her from breathing wake her up?
Royce, translation.
She just keeps saying, wake up, wake up. I don't want you to have to go to the hospital.
And then puts her back to sleep.
Yeah.
Weirdest. This is the second weirdest up-down game I've ever seen. Nothing will ever be Bobo.
I want to figure out how that ended.
Uh-oh. What about this one?
Left is going out. It looks like the left is going out. This one tells you. And she's out. Out.
She also almost had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
Don't they all?
Oh, left or right? Left or right? Oh, right. It's going to tell you.
I don't like this one. I should have seen this earlier.
Out.
Oh, damn.
Out.
This one also could have a wardrobe malfunction.
I know his penis could come out at any second.
No, not him.
It just comes out of his shirt collar. You see his penis head? It's like that whitest kid you know sketch where it's like, dude, your testicle's hanging out. Oh shit, sorry. Oh, it's out again. But it's like his shirt's coming out of his shirt collar.
I mean, okay, I paused it so we don't know. Left or right?
Left.
Right.
Left. She's a bit tiny.
Okay.
And she's clenching.
Oh, she's crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be left.
She's clenching.
Oh, she's crying. Oh, she's terrified. Ma'am, you shouldn't be writing this.
Night.
And out.
Yeah. This one didn't tell you.
Yeah. No, it did. It did really quick.
Ow. Ow!
Oh.
Ow!
Ow!
Ooh,
ow!
Oh.
You need to put a Hans device on these motherfuckers.
Ooh. If you're that thin, you shouldn't be riding this, right?
No, we've seen some big girls.
She's enjoying it now.
Ow. Out.
That was cool.
You think?
I think I just peed.
You think you passed out? Oh man. Now I'm getting that sinus headache you were telling me, Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
No weed every day.
Oh, hey, hi, boys. Hey, what up? That's our alopecia friend.
Hi, Selma.
Thanks, Baldy.
Gates off above super chatted $10. Royce, hopefully you get producer credits when they inevitably use Daywave clips on the documentary on how he slowly became the world's first super villain.
Oh, hell yeah. I can't wait. Look, man, I'm in early, too, so it's going to be great, you know? All right, I'm done because I'm getting a sinus headache for real.
Fuck me. Sucks.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well,
it sucks when it happens. I don't know. We'll just do this. Guys, thank you so much. JJ's up next. Frozen, I'll see you in 4 hours. Pessy, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Don't die.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Oh, my God. Fuck this sinus headache.
Also, guys, remember, it's a Patreon show.
Oh, yeah, that. Also that. Yes, it's ladies.